Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and it's time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show in which you're encouraged to participate. So if you have a question or a comment at any point along the way, don't be shy. Give us a call at 206-1580, toll free at 888-441-1580. It's the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now here's your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am so happy to be here today. And I know everyone's kind of, would you say, Zane, people are a little bit anxious about the storm thing?
Yeah, just a little bit, because many of us who live here now went through Charlie. And keep in mind that what we're about to see, I talked to Wayne Saliday a little bit earlier this morning. And this is nowhere near what we went through, but it still, you know, bears watching, and it's still, we should be prepared. We should already have our hurricane preparedness plan together and our supplies and all those things.
But so that's very important.
It sure is. It really is. And, you know where the local shelter is, know your emergency numbers. You know, it's a bunch of things. So
And Wayne says to know your zone, too.
Know your zone, too. Know where you live, and know whether or not, if we get a storm of some magnitude, if you're going to experience some flooding in your area too.
And from a doctor perspective, from a health perspective, I thought that was very important that Wayne said that one of the most crucial things people forget about, believe it or not, is water. Water, the basic necessities. So you really need to hydrate. You know, if you lose your electricity and you start sweating, and just even if you don't do much, and if you're, let's say, if you're elderly and you're on diuretics like Lasix, Furosemid, well, guess what? You could get dehydrated if you don't hydrate. And that's very important. A lot of medications affect the metabolism of how you excrete your water. There are new medicines for diabetes where you actually, I call it, you pee out your sugar.
Wow.
You pee out your sugar. Well, guess what? That also can volume deplete you. We call that dehydration. So you, if you are lost your electricity and you don't have any water, well, that's a major problem. And I want everyone to remember water, water, water. Another thing is, do you have your medications? Are you sure? Don't wait to the last minute to refill your medications. Have some on board. You know, if I remember after Hurricane Charlie, there a lot of the pharmacies were unable to stay up and running. There was no electricity, or people ran out of gas. They couldn't fill up their cars with gas. The gas pumps didn't work. I know everything has really changed a lot, but I really think that knowing that you have your medications, knowing that you have provisions, basic food, water, for your kids too, that's really important. There's certain elderly patients who are they have to sign up for the emergency list because they need oxygen. So they have to tell, I'm not quite sure who they call, but I know they can sign up for emergency management. So that's really important to find out where do you need to know if you are a special needs person. And that's really important. So if everybody, I want everyone to know that today we have such an interesting show. So if you have any questions at 206-1580, give us a call. We have some great ideas that we're going to talk about, great plans, and I want a lot of the latest information. You know, I spend a lot of time studying, reading, going to conferences to take better care of my patients. So this week, I was very proud and excited that I gave a lecture at the Franz Ross YMCA in Port Charlotte.
My second home.
And boy, I had never been there. It's huge.
Isn't it?
And everyone is so friendly, so nice. And what a beautiful park. Those huge oak trees, just beautiful there. It's on Cascada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the group classes that they have there, the spin classes, and they have group exercise classes. They even have yoga there, Dr. Triana.
Really? Yeah. Well, I want to thank Jan Odom, who helped connect me. She's there at the YMCA. And so I gave a talk to the Silver Sneakers group, and it was really wonderful. Actually, you know, we didn't have any men come, but it was all women, which I think was really great because we had, the women were very forthright and very open. And the topic which I have spoken about here was birds and the bees and men after, and sex after 50, not men after 50. Birds and the bees and sex after 50. And of course, you know, that word sex, it always, people's eyes just go boop, pop up there. And so I just thought it was a great talk. And then my nurse, Pat, went with me. So it was just very important. And I will tell you some takeaway home messages. First of all, you know, women and men over the age of 50, over the age of 60, over the age of 70, over the age of 80, and even those in their 90, many, many, many adults enjoy sex and miss it, or they wish they don't want to be sexless. You know, I heard one of the ladies, she was very open, and she says, a lot of adults, when they get older and they get elderly, they think, well, we're going to become sexless, which means they have no interest, not even with their partner or themselves, to have any type of sexual interest. Well, let me just tell everybody out there, that is wrong. There are many people and are interested. And if we could encourage people, more and more people, to talk about it and say, it's okay. You know, just because you get older does not mean that leaves your life. We are all humans. So the take home also that I said to everyone is, and I said it at the beginning of the lecture, I said it at the end of the lecture, and there was interaction, a lot of questions, was your physical health, your spiritual health, your sexual health are all equally important. So let's do that again. Your physical health, your sexual health, and your spiritual health and your mental health are all equally important at any age. And I think that's really important to remember.
And if one of those gets out of balance, then...
Yes. Now, I did, again, I stress, as I've spoken before, that balancing your hormones is part of the equation, but that's not the only part. But that's the part that I have been helping so many men and women with, and they are so happy. So let's start off with, what body part am I? Remember, the phone here is 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580.
If you get it right, you get one of these. If you get it wrong, you get one of these.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
That's, yeah. So try it.
That's cute. you know, it's, I tell you, I'm glad that people are listening, and I have such a great show today to talk about. So we have instituted also a new segment in the show. It's called, yes, the Sexual Health Tip of the Day. Wow, that's great. I think everyone needs to listen to that. And if you have anything on your mind or any tips you want to call in, please give us a call. So, and I have more to talk about with my birds and the bees talk that was brought out. And I had a lot of different information given to me about these beautiful and wonderful ladies. Okay, what body part am I? I am located behind your stomach and in front of your spine. I produce hormones such as insulin, and you need that to metabolize your blood sugar. Also, I produce glucagon. I even produce digestive juices, which you need to digest your food. Now, I could give more hints. I think I've given a lot of hints. But what body part am I? So give us a ring. I'll give more clues if people don't call in. But this is really an important organ in your body. You cannot live without it. You cannot live without this. This is really, really important. So, what is it that we're going to talk about today? Well, we said something about insulin, right? So, I think we need to get back to basics about what is diabetes. And we're going to talk about that because diabetes can be prevented. And if you think you're going down that slippery slope of becoming a diabetic, well, let me just tell you right now, everyone, by the time you're diagnosed being a diabetic, you've had 10 to 15 years with abnormalities. You have not been able to metabolize sugar. And we're going to talk about that. But first, I have a very interesting article that I want to talk about. And I'm going to tell you, I have been recommending to my patients probiotics. And probiotics are really important. Those are the good bacteria that you get in yogurt. Well, a lot of people can't eat yogurt. They might be allergic to the protein, the milk protein called casein, or they might be concerned about sugar. Well, as everybody knows, I'm in pursuit to trying to lose weight, so I really have to watch my carbohydrates. Carbohydrates is everything that turns into sugar. So what are those things? Bread, pasta, rice turns into sugar.
Beer,
wine. Wine has 2 grams of carbs per serving.
Wow.
All right. What else turns into sugar? Fruit. Fruit turns into sugar in your body. Okay. And also beans, legumes have some carbohydrates in them. They also have protein. But just straight carbohydrates, we got to think about that, is also cookies, cakes, candies, sugary sodas. There's 10 teaspoons of sugar in a can of Coke.
That's a lot.
Regular Coke, okay? So all that is sugar, all right? So in terms of, there is now information about the brain-gut connection. And that is very important. There was a very important study that just came out that was talking about, now this is a study that was done in Oregon. And we know that your digestive system has about 100 trillion microorganisms. You know, you have more organisms living on you than the number of cells in your body. You know, we've said that before. So we call this organisms your up. Oh, hello, caller. We have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi,
what's your name?
My name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Good to hear you, sweetheart.
It's good to talk to you, too. And I'm just going to guess it's the pancreas.
Yay, Carol! That's wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Carol. Carol, do you have any questions for me?
Pardon me?
Do you have any questions?
I just want to tell you, popcorn is also a carbohydrate.
Oh, I know who. Carol, why is popcorn not good for you? Talk to me.
Well, because popcorn will get stuck in under your gums and it causes you to lose teeth.
That's not good. Can we take it out?
Well, your dentist can take it out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's then I guess you're right. That's not good for your teeth then.
No, it's not good. If you have periodontal disease, it's really bad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Carol, do you have any other questions for us?
No, ma'am. It's good to talk to you today.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Do you know my dad would have been so heartbroken to hear that, because he used to send me to Publix to where they pop the fresh popcorn, and I'd bring home 4 or 5 bags of that. And he'd always have it with buttermilk. He drank buttermilk. Those were the two things he loved the most in this world, are popcorn and buttermilk.
Buttermilk, isn't that kind of sour?
Yeah, it is a little bit, but he loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I also, unfortunately, love popcorn. I love going to a movie and watching popcorn and eating popcorn. I will honestly tell you, though, that I haven't gone to the movies since my husband passed away. Before he passed away, the weekend before he passed away, we went to the movies and we saw 50 Shades of Grey. And we had, and actually, believe it or not, it wasn't so exciting, the movie, because I fell asleep in the middle of it. But it was Valentine's weekend, and we went, and I did eat popcorn. And I'm also a member of the Isles Yacht Club, so they have a popcorn machine that they make popcorn. I have to admit, it's one of my downfalls. I do love popcorn. And I know, and I will tell you, you know, I'm really, really doing good on my diet and really watching my carbs. But when I go there, I always have some popcorn, which is, I'm trying to limit it, but it's really, really hard. So everybody out there, I'm human too. And let me tell you, I know it's important to watch what you eat. And thank you, Carol, for calling and giving us the correct answer, because the pancreas is important for diabetes.
Mm.
So let me finish that, and then we're going to talk about diabetes. So this study was completed with mice. And I know, you know, sometimes I have issues with doing studies on animals because I'm such an animal lover. But they did observe that if you have a high-fat diet and a high-sugar diet, which is what we're going to lead in, because our topic today, one of our topics is diabetes. So a high-sugar diet and a high-fat diet compared to a normal diet changes the bacteria in your gut, in your intestines. And this affected your cognitive function. What does that mean? Your ability to think. Your brain wattage.
Wow, that's why I'm stupid. No.
But I mean, there is so much about a high fat diet and a high sugar diet. So our caller did say, and I think that's a great call, that yes, popcorn is, but any corn is a carb. And that's one of the things. I love corn on the cob. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You know how they make it, and you grill it on the grill, and it gets these little black streaks, and oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know why I'm talking about that, because I can't eat it.
And Parmesan butter, that's another way to go.
Oh, yeah, after you put it on the grill? Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, does anything taste bad when you put it on the grill?
No.
Oh, it always tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you overcook it like me. Sometimes I burn things. Okay, that's all right. I'm honest. I'm telling everybody. So this is really important. The effect of the high fat and high sugar diet affected not only early learning, but also long-term and short-term memory. Wow. So if we're really interested in keeping our brain function, don't you think we should look at what we're eating? I think that's important. Now, this is not the only article that I've read about. Everyone out there, if you're really interested in what's called the Human Microbiome Project, it's by the NIH, National Institute of Health. They have all kinds of, they have a website, they have articles, and it's fascinating, the information about the good bacteria in your intestines and how important a role they play in your immune system, in your brain function, because part of your intestine is very important for your immune system. We call that inside the lining of your intestines. It's called pyroplax. So this result shows that a high-fat, high sugar diet does affect the microbiome. Everyone, I want you to listen to this, and it can affect cognitive changes, the way you think, the way you learn. Well, that's very interesting. And I know this was a study done in mice, but it was at the Oregon State University. But wow, that's important, because what is the number one epidemic in this country? Now, we know the number one killer of both men and women is still heart and vascular disease. But we also know if you have diabetes, your risk of developing a heart attack is considered equal to someone who's already had a heart attack. So you are in a very high risk category because of also inflammation in your arteries. So what causes diabetes? You know, we have to look at our diet. We have to look at the increase obesity. We have to look at more and more people are eating that high fat, high sugar diet. So what does your body do? If you don't use up those calories, that energy, your body is very efficient. It changes into fat. So you eat a lot of sugar, your body says, okay, I'm going to take that sugar and I'm going to go ahead and turn it into triglycerides also. So, and that sugar is going to go ahead and turn into fat. So once that's into fat, what does your body do? Well, let's go ahead and put it in your fat cells. So we've got a lot more to talk about. And we're going to do is take a tiny little break. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and stay tuned.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:29 here on the Dr. Triana Show. Don't forget our phone numbers, 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. Don't be shy. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at any point along the way. And now back to our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And welcome back, everyone. You know, I was saying about diabetes, and I'm going to keep talking about diabetes, but as a segue of talking about the hormones from our little tiny commercial, which is, I think, really cute, by the way.
It is.
It's really cute. Okay. I was reading an article about the sexual quality of life score in postmenopausal women, because we've spoken about how important it is when women get older, they experience vaginal dryness from the lack of estrogen. So not only are those tissues receptive to estrogen, they need that to keep it moist and lubricated. And when I gave my lecture to the silver sneaker ladies, it was very important. And I will say that my audience was older. They were talking about how uncomfortable it is to have vaginal dryness. It hurts to have sex. It's so dry. You're prone to having more urinary tract infections. And this study only looked at it's a very small percentage, even if they were on hormones, some women may still experience vaginal dryness. Now, I will tell you, that is very small. But many women do not realize that, for example, what I do with the bioidentical hormone pellets that I insert under the skin, that this will help tremendously the vaginal dryness and therefore decrease the incidence also of urinary tract infections. I explained to the women that your urethra is prone to having bacteria go inside of it, go into your bladder, and cause a urinary tract infection. So if those tissues are dry and they don't have estrogen, or as I always say, and I've said this over and over again, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you don't stimulate that area, if you don't have orgasms, if you don't get the blood flowing to that area, those tissues atrophy. Now, that's, I know that sounds like a big medical term, but what it all means is that it shrivels up. If you sit down and you don't walk, your muscles atrophy. They shrivel up. If you don't move your arm, your muscles atrophy. It shrivels up. Well, guess what? The same thing with the linings that you have in your vagina and your vulva. It shrivels up and it gets dry and it gets painful. So this is very important. Not all women may experience this with menopause, but this is very important. And many women will tell me too, but Dr. Triana, my husband is not interested in sex. He is sexless. Well, I tell them, you know, that can be helped. And that's one of the things I am so excited about, helping patients with their well-being to try to feel better, to continue to enjoy sex, to continue to have orgasms. It's so important. Remember, we talked about that. Your sexual health, your mental health, your physical and spiritual health are equally important. And you know, one of the causes that many times men and women are not interested in sex? Because they may have diabetes. Diabetes affects the nerves everywhere in your body. It affects the sensations that you can feel. So we've all heard about peripheral neuropathy. That's not the only nerves. Those are the nerves in your feet. Have you seen that commercial where they go, oh my gosh, I'm walking on pins and needles?
Yeah,
you've seen that?
Sure have.
Well, that's peripheral neuropathy. And that's associated with diabetes. Now, other causes can be, but the most common is diabetes. So what causes diabetes? Well, you could be predisposed, the genes. You can be overweight. Overweight can cause insulin resistance. That insulin doesn't work well. Insulin's a hormone. So what does your pancreas do? Well, your pancreas has receptors and it knows that the blood sugar is way too high. When the blood sugar is high, what happens? Boy, that pancreas pumps out more insulin, more insulin. Well, let me tell you, eventually that pancreas runs dry and you cannot produce enough insulin. But it starts before. We also look at your liver. Boy, the liver produces too much glucose. And that's really important because in diabetes, the whole checks and balance are unbalanced. And you can see that when that happens, your liver also will produce sugar. Now, it's important that your liver produce sugar, especially at night when you're sleeping. So what are your risk factors too? We know that your risk factors are if you're over the age of 45, you have a family history of diabetes. What is your ethnicity? Are you, these are the ethnicities with the greater risk of diabetes. African-American, Hispanic, Native American, Pacific Islander American. And it's very important to know, what is your number? What is your fasting blood sugar? What are your numbers of your lipids, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your HDL, your LDL? What type of particles are floating through your blood of your cholesterol? What's your blood pressure? Are your triglycerides high? For a long time, people used to think in medicine that triglycerides were not important. They are important. They cause inflammation. Are you overweight? Are you obese? These are also risk factors. Did you have gestational diabetes? That's a risk factor. While you were pregnant? Did you have a baby that weighed more than 9 pounds? Do you have polycystic ovarian syndrome? Do you have discoloration in your skin? We call that acanthus nigrans. Sometimes you'll see some women or men around their neck. It almost looks, it's like a darkening of the skin. It almost looks like they didn't wash their skin, but that's not what it is. It's because the blood sugar's been high or your cells have problem processing blood sugar, that this is a sign of what we call acanthosis nigrans. Also, it's a dark color and it's under your, could be under your armpits, in between your legs, or in your groin, around your neck. Also, when you see someone who has reoccurring, what we call in the layman's term, yeast infections or candida, you better know what your blood sugar is. That's really, really important. Are you someone who doesn't get any exercise? Do you smoke? Do you have excess stress? Are you sleeping too little? But you know what? Also, sleeping too much is a risk factor. Did you know that just losing 5 to 10% of your body weight can cut your risk for diabetes in half? That's amazing. That is really, really important.
And that's something everybody can do.
Yes. Yes. And why is that important, losing the weight? Because the insulin will work better. If you get active, your body, your muscles say, whoa, come on, insulin. I need you. We're going to use that sugar that's floating around in your body. I'm going to put it in my muscles and help you so you're not a diabetic. So you move. So, you know, one of the good things about balancing men and women's hormones, that's one of the good actions of testosterone. It helps insulin to work better. So there is decrease of insulin resistance. Isn't that amazing? So we really need to look at what are the symptoms. What are the symptoms of diabetes? Because many times people say, oh, I didn't know I had diabetes. I've always had my blood sugar checked and it was normal. But what was normal? What was your numbers? So I will tell people, these are the symptoms. Are you thirsty all the time? Do you feel like you have to drink a lot of water? Now, we're not talking about if you work outside, that's important, you need to hydrate, or if you're in the throes of Hurricane Charlie, as we were talking about hydration. So do you see that you're thirsty all the time and then you're having to go to the bathroom, you're peeing all the time? You know, I just love using that word, even though people say, oh, it's not a medical term. I also use tushy, you know, for your butt.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you all of a sudden, do you notice everyone out there, you have blurry vision? And you know, we're still, our lines are open, aren't they, Zane?
Absolutely.
At 206-1580, if anybody has any questions. So are you irritable? Do you have tingling or numbness in your hands or feet? Do you feel worn out? Do you have wounds that don't heal? Do you have yeast infections, as we said, that keep coming back? Well, you need to know what is your fasting blood sugar and what is your A1C. And your A1C, and I explain this to everyone, is a number. It's a number that gives us the average of your blood sugar over the last 3 months or 120 days. You also, if you may need what's called an oral glucose tolerance test. Now that's considered the gold standard. Now I recommend that for my patients if we're looking to see. If you see after 2 hours that blood sugar is greater than 180, that's not good. Even 140. So what is a two-hour glucose tolerance test? That's a test that we give to patients. They come in fasting. We check a fasting blood sugar. We give you a standardized sweet drink. We check your blood sugar then in 1 hour and 2 hours. Those numbers are so important. It's so important to know what is your fasting blood sugar and what is your 2 hour glucose tolerance test and your A1C. Those are the basics. What are your other important numbers? Again, your lipids, your blood pressure. Wow, what about your waist size? That's important too. Measuring your waist. If you have a waist size in women greater than 35 inches, that's a risk factor for insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. That's a very important. It's a metabolic syndrome has five different criteria. You only need three out of the five: a fasting blood sugar above 100, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, a waist greater than 35 inches in women and 40 inches in men, and high blood pressure. So you just got three out of the five. You have metabolic syndrome, which is, the hallmark is insulin resistance. So we are going to have another little break, and we have a lot more to talk about.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:43 on your Friday morning, and our phone line's wide open now at 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. We encourage you to call and voice your question or comment along the way. Don't be shy. And now it's back to our host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I tell you, Zane, that is so cute. When you do that commercial, you go, yay!
Yeah, I know. I ad-libbed that. That was not in the script, but I just thought it belonged there. So, yeah.
That
was fun.
That
it was fun doing it, too. Dr. Katzen wrote that commercial.
I know. Yeah. Bless his heart. He did. He wrote that commercial.
I absolutely loved him. He was like my second dad or uncle. I absolutely did.
He was always so wonderful, so calm, and so brilliant. I mean, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. It's exciting. So that when I hear his voice, you know, I listen sometimes to the old shows, and he did some of the shows with me, and I hear his voice, it just goes straight to my heart. It's so wonderful. He had that beautiful low voice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, very sexy, very nice.
I used to tell him I wish that I had that, you know, that low of a voice, you know, and I have to really try, you know, to get it done.
So our topic today, of course, has been diabetes, but we don't want to forget what I'm going to just go ahead and interrupt our diabetes talk, because I want to give everybody our sexual health tip of the day.
We should have special music for this. Dun, 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 or something.
What is that? Mission Impossible?
Something like that. I'll try and dig something up for next time.
Okay. Well, we should have a little music for that. Because everyone out there, we've got a lot. I told you I'm reading this book. It's really great. I'm almost finished with it. It's called The 101 on Sexual Toys. So, and you know, I recommend sex toys to my patients. I think it's important to women who are single, or even for couples to enjoy, or men to enjoy themselves or enjoy together. That's really important. But what is our sexual health tip of the week? I'm going to call it of the week, not of the day, is reconnect. Now, this is one of the biggest things I found when I'm giving lectures. A lot of people will talk to me, and my patients also will say, my husband doesn't want to touch me. My wife doesn't want to kiss me. We don't touch each other at all. And my biggest analogy is, and I say it over and over again, you don't want to end up as roommates, where it's just like two ships passing in the night and you have no intimacy. Well, we're all humans and we want intimacy. It's part of our fiber. So reconnect. How to initiate romance and intimacy in long-term relationships, because that's one of the complaints I hear out there. And, you know, if you have a question, you don't have to give your name callers. You can call, be anonymous. It's fine. And if you have any questions related to these topics, or if there's something you don't want to hear about, or you do want to hear about. So how to initiate romance and intimacy in long-term relationships? What happens when a couple becomes complacent, like roommates? So I'm going to give the sexual health tip of the week. Now, this is a very, very simple, tip. And I want everybody to listen. Do you know what's really romantic and very sexy? Take a shower together. That is very romantic. And you know, you smile, Zane.
No, I'm thinking of a story I can tell you that's kind of funny if you got a second.
Yeah.
I was at our employer. I was working at Sam's Club at the time, and they were talking about water conservation and sustainability and everything. So they asked us to give ideas on how we can do things to save our environment. One guy said recycle. Another guy said, you know, spread the word about it. And they looked at me and they said, well, what would you do to try to, you know, save the resources? And I said, shower with a friend.
That's great. Yay.
So, yeah, it was.
That's a great thought. So I want, if you're with somebody right now and you're listening to this radio show, I hope that cracked a smile in your face. And I hope you look at your partner and they say, hey, let's try that. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it every day, but let's just try. How about just scrubbing each other's back? Wouldn't that be sweet? Wouldn't that be nice? And that will initiate maybe more. So how about taking a shower together? I think it's a great idea. Simple little things. This is not something. We're humans. This is something so basic, so simple. How many of you out there, I want you to try that. Take a shower together. So next week, maybe someone will call me and say, guess what? We started doing that. Or if you want to call me today and say, guess what? We're already doing that. But just take a shower together. Scrub each other's back or wherever you want to scrub. Let's try that. Let's reconnect. I think that's very important for all of us here in life. And I'm going to be coming out every week with a different tip and more information about what we can do to improve our sexual health, our physical health. We've had about our mental health. We've had guests, our spiritual health. We even had a reverend on the show, two reverends. We've had, how about meditation? So we are here, are trying to help you with that. We are trying to give out more information and more knowledge so that everyone here can learn more. You know, one thing, I had a patient, she said, you know, I just love listening to your show because it's so informative. I said, well, have you ever called? Oh, no, I'm too shy. I go, it's okay. That's okay. You don't have to call. But listen, enjoy, because every time somebody tells me, I really enjoy your show, boy, am I really learning. Well, we're going to learn a lot more, all of us together, because the more I learn about everything, the more I study, the better I am to give you all information. So what are we talking about today? Diabetes. Why is that important? Well, this is really important. So we're talking, you know, about sexual health. Did you know that diabetes affects your plumbing system? That may be a reason that men have erectile dysfunction. And it also affects the nerves that innervate your sexual organs. So think about this. If you're a diabetic, your blood sugar's out of control, and it's affecting your nerves, this can affect both men and women. You know, where is the greatest sensation? One of the areas, two major areas that women have great sensation to help develop orgasms. We know that. That's the clitoris. And we know women have a G-spot inside their vagina. Well, that's nerve endings. That's really important. So if you have diabetes, it's going to get affected. So wouldn't it be great if we could eliminate diabetes? Diabetes affects your kidneys, your eyes. How many people get problems with their eyes where they have blindness, or they end up with issues where their blood vessels will bleed in the back of their eye and they lose their sight? And it can lead to also the nerves that affect your digestion. And we've said your feet and your sexual response. You have diabetes. It may take you a really long time to reach orgasm because that innervation is not well. Also, when you don't have your right balancing of hormones, we said that this affects also your ability to have sensations. Because again, as we said, if you have vaginal dryness, that's going to affect. So the other one thing I see very crucially, a lot of patients, they might be working out in the yard and they might bump themselves or get a wound, a cut, and then it doesn't heal. Or the wound is a portal of entry for infection. Or the wound will not heal. And so very important, what is your blood sugar? Because if you have diabetes, it's harder for you to heal. It's harder for your wounds to heal. That's very important. So what is the best way to avoid? We can avoid, number one, becoming diabetic. Remember, 10 to 15 years before you actually get the diagnosis of diabetes, which we know are two fasting blood sugars above 126, we know that if your A1C is above 6.5, you're definitely a diabetic. Remember, A1C is that 120-day blood sugar snapshot. So what is it we can do to prevent diabetes? Well, if you are pregnant and overweight, it's very important you follow your recommendations of your doctor, either dietary. Sometimes women who are pregnant have to go on insulin. So it's very important, because that high blood sugar is going to affect the baby inside you. Number two, you need to be checking your blood sugar. Know your numbers. You know, a lot of people will put their head in the sand. I call that, you know, when they don't want to know about anything, they put their head in the sand. Are you eating right? Are you eating, or are you skipping meals? How many times do I ask patients, so what did you have for breakfast this morning? And they'll tell me, oh, I had cereal. That's a carb. There's no protein in cereal, or very little in even some cereals that have protein. How many carbs did you eat? Well, it's important to look at the labels. Also, I try to focus on every patient that I see also to know what is their ethnicity. You know, Southern food, grits, potatoes, right? That's a big deal. Also ethnic, certain Hispanic groups, tortillas, those are carbs. Eating a lot of corn, also carb.
Plátanos.
Plantains. Oh, my God. I love plantains. Plantains. Even they, some people will eat it for breakfast. That's a carb. What protein are you eating? Well, egg white. Egg white, if you eat an egg white, that's 10 grams of protein. So you're getting it in an egg. But what are you, if you're eating cereal, toast, muffins, donuts, guess what? You're eating carbohydrates. What happens? That blood sugar shoots up in your body. That insulin pumps out until finally that pump doesn't work anymore. That insulin pump, which is the pancreas, the beta cells in the pancreas. So see your doctor regularly. A lot of times patients go, do I have to check my blood again? Do I really need to see you again? Well, if you're on medications, I need to monitor, number one, what's happening in your body. How are you feeling? Yeah, a lot of times patients will say, you know, I've been really peeing a lot. And I've noticed in the past couple of months, every time I eat something sweet, within 30 minutes, I'm really hungry. So, you know, that's really important. Or, you know, I'm just not interested anymore in, you know, I feel like when I eat, I'm not interested in stopping eating. I'm getting hungry again in 20 to 30 minutes, no matter what I eat. And I also notice that I found out that my brothers and sisters have diabetes, or I found out that my mother and my father had diabetes. Well, this is all important to take in. So, diabetes, we can really make a difference, every one of us, in our health. We can balance our health so we can have more good years. We can also look at our numbers. You know, people sometimes are more interested in their bank account number than what their blood sugar number is. Well, they're important. We need to know what your cholesterol is. What is your blood sugar number? What is your triglycerides? What is your blood pressure numbers? We need to know that. What is your weight? I can honestly tell you, one way to put my head in the sand when, after my husband passed away, I ate a bunch of carbohydrates. I gained a lot of weight. What did I do? Do you think I weighed myself? No. But anyways, let's end with a great and happy note. What are we going to do? We are going to watch what we eat. We're going to follow that sexual health tip of the week. Take a shower together. We are going to look in, investigate about our hormones. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Dr. Triana Show. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, you can email me at askdrtriana@trianapreventioncenter.com. So stay healthy, enjoy, and remember, I'm here to answer your questions.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.